This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. By the time he had completed his 14-month tour of duty in Iraq, Josh Stiber knew he could no longer be a soldier. He just wasn't sure what to do about it.
At first, I was pretty set on returning the money that I had earned in Iraq back to the government and saying that it was wrong what I was doing and I couldn't do it anymore. And if I needed to finish my enlistment in prison, then that's where I needed to be. And then I found out about conscientious objection and really had to debate with myself for a while which path to go, but ended up going the conscientious objection route.
Connor Curran traces the moment he began to see the world differently to the afternoon he led his Marine squad into an ordinary Iraqi home with a carefully tended interior garden.
I pulled out my mine detector and started sweeping his yard with it and digging up his garden and putting holes in his lawn while my squad went in and was tearing apart his house. And while we were doing this, the man of the house came out carrying a tray of tea, and he came up and offered the tea to me. And when he was doing this, he just had this compassion and kindness in his eyes that I hadn't really encountered before.
The two men met last August in Toledo when Stiber's one-man cross-country tour of support for a hand-picked list of worthy small nonprofits brought him not just to Curran's hometown, but, thanks to a brother active in Veterans for Peace, directly into Connor's family circle.
I heard about Josh coming to stay at my parents' house about a week before he came, and I checked out his blog, and I saw that he was a guy that held the same values that I held and was living in the same way that I was trying to and was doing a great cross-country adventure as well, so I really wanted to join him.
Linked by their shared experiences and ideals, the two young veterans have been gradually crossing the country by bicycle, a self-propelled odyssey that brings them to Santa Rosa today. They've dubbed their expedition the Contagious Love Experiment. Josh explains why.
We've seen and experienced a lot of different things in our lives, and the most powerful force we've encountered has been love, and we've experienced how it can be contagious. And so the whole hope of the trip is that in the same way that fear and paranoia is very infectious, by living out these values, by trying to live with love and compassion and understanding, that can be just as contagious as fear is.
Like a pebble dropped into a pond, they're out to spread that contagion anywhere it might catch on. And Stiber notes, it can even include the like-minded folks they visit along the way.
Even talking to people in the peace movement, I think there's a lot of ideas and mindsets that are changed on how they might address even the pro-war folk. Being compassionate to the other side and exercising these ideas of non-judgment.
Stiber and Curran will wrap up their travels together next week in San Francisco before returning to their respective homes in Ohio and Gaithersburg, Maryland. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.